Praise you, Lord Jesus, O Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you give us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 40 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scriptures and the words that Jesus has spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them, because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So today in the Gospel, we hear about Jesus cleansing the temple, right? Overturning the tables of the money changers. And, you know, I love this is a wonderful version of the gospel, but I also love what Jesus said in, you know, the Gospel of Mark as well. In the Gospel of Mark, he said, Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people,' but you have made it into a den of thieves?" So he called what they were doing, making his Father's house into a den of thieves, right? And so this is a reminder for us that St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, tells us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Because as God said to the prophet Ezekiel, right? This is what God said to the prophet Ezekiel: "I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you so that you walk in my statutes, observe my ordinances, and keep them." So God put his spirit into our hearts. His spirit dwells in our hearts, right? And then we hear St. Paul tells us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts. So in his letter to the Corinthians, both of them, the first letter and in the second letter to Corinthians, he says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. You have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." And furthermore, he says, "For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, 'I will live with them and move among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.'" And then that takes us to today's gospel, right? Where Christ is cleansing the temple, right? And in that way, he's telling us to safeguard our body. To safeguard, you know, who we are, the temple that we are, and not let anything defile it, right? So that means, like, let nothing defile our hearts. Keep our hearts pure, right? And so, you know, Saint Paul also reiterates Christ's teachings in his letter to the Galatians. And so, you know, Christ, in a way, tells us that, you know, in another part of the Gospel of Mark, he says this to all of us, right? Are you even likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, right? Anything that goes into a person cannot defile. Since it enters the heart, but not the stomach, and passes through into the latrine. And so he, in that way, made, you know, declare food clean, right? But he also said that right here, but what comes out of a person, that is what defiles, right? From within people, from their hearts, comes evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, and folly. All these things come from within and they defile, right? And this is just going back to what, you know, Christ was talking about, where he didn't trust, you know, our nature in a way, right? Because he knows our hearts. And so in this way, during this time of Lent, you know, when we go through Lent, it's, you know, we're in a way imitating Christ's journey through the desert, right? Well, he was tempted by the devil after he came out and he was hungry, right? But he was able to resist, you know, the devil, right? He was able to resist the devil's temptation and sin. And so during this our Lenten time and journey, what can we do to keep our hearts pure, right? To keep our hearts clean, to not let it defile. And one way we can do that is the three observances of Lent, right? Pray, fast, and works of charity, right? Because when we pray, we grow closer to God. We allow ourselves and opens our hearts to receive God's word into our hearts, to purify our hearts, right? When we fast, you know, it's like in a way giving up so that, you know, we can focus more on our relationship with Christ, right? And then when we give alms, when we do things out of love, out of charity, we, you know, we live out our faith of, you know, what God calls us to do, to love God first in prayer and in fasting, and love our neighbors through acts of charity and through love, right? And so that's what God calls us to do in today, right? And so let us pray. You know, let's pray for this remainder of Lent, as the psalm says. You know, this is Psalm 51:12. A clean heart create for me, O God. Renew within me a steadfast spirit, right? Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a steadfast spirit, right? And so let us pray that prayer during this time of Lent as we continue our Lenten journey, so that we can keep our hearts purified and not be defiled, right? Amen.
Amen.